Last Sunday, Serbia elected a new president, a Western-leaning reformer. In one of his first public statements, Boris Tadic said his country is ready to extradite fugitives to the United Nations War Crimes Tribunal. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports that the election of Tadic should help end Serbia's international isolation.
At a cafe along the banks of the Danube, a loudspeaker blasts Serbian rap music. Young people are milling around. These teenagers belong to the post-Balkan Wars generation that never left the narrow confines of Serbia. A recent poll among university students indicated that 75% to 80% of those surveyed want to escape Serbia. Sociologist Stjepan Gredel says many young Serbs feel betrayed by the unfulfilled promises of the governments that followed the ouster of Slobodan Milosevic.
This democratic potential, which was expressed in 2000, was spoiled during these three or some years.
Gredel says political bickering among the governing parties, failure to crack down on corruption, and worsening economic prospects kept half the electorate at home during last week's election. Analysts say most of those who boycotted the vote were young people. Sociologist Gredel says the country's biggest challenge now will be delivering a better life for its people. One of Belgrade's biggest vegetable markets is located in an old Turkish-style bazaar, a legacy of centuries of Ottoman occupation. The stands are filled with tall piles of cherries, apricots, peppers, and tomatoes, but few people are buying. Vendor Vesna Marković says life is no better now than it was during the Balkan Wars. No one has any money, she says. Look at these cucumbers. I sell them for practically nothing, and still no one buys. And look over there, she says, where we throw away stuff that's rotten. Later, you'll see old ladies and pensioners come pick up what I throw away. Economist Boris Begovic paints a bleak picture. Serbia's GDP dropped 60% during the decade of Milosevic rule, and the post-communist and post-Milosevic transition has been very harsh. More than a million people lost their jobs, industrial production is at a halt, and it's very difficult to measure the level of poverty.
The problem with this country is that we are used to low level of survival. You know, after 10 years, you name it what happened to us. Then what is the level of survival? I don't know.
Begovic says President-elect Tadic must help create a stable government which would implement difficult economic reforms and establish the rule of law to attract foreign investments. This has been true for all post-communist countries. What makes Serbia's case unique is known in diplomatic jargon as the conditionality of cooperation with the War Crimes Tribunal. Pollster Dejan Vuk Stanković says that when Slobodan Milosevic was sent to The Hague in 2001, the West declared its support for Serbia.
They said, okay, you may join the European Union. You may become a part of Partnership for Peace. One day, maybe you will become a member of NATO. But those things are promises. What people here needs is a concrete support.
But little economic help arrived, and the UN tribunal stepped up demands for the handover of more suspects in addition to the key fugitives Radovan Karadzic and General Ratko Mladic. Analysts say Serbian public opinion believes the tribunal is anti-Serb. Yet they stress that if Serbs want to become part of the European family, they must cooperate with The Hague, as well as acknowledge their responsibility in the Balkan Wars. But after 10 years of isolation, NATO bombing and poverty, pollster Stanković says the soul-searching must be initiated by the political establishment.
You cannot expect from an ordinary citizen of Serbia who earns about, 200 euros to deal with such a complex and sensitive questions. But that is task for political and intellectual elite to face this country with their share of responsibility for everything what happened.
There are high expectations in Serbia that Boris Tadic is the man who can promote a climate of introspection and Serbian self-analysis. But journalist Dejan Anastasievic says the West must also play its part.
If the West does not pay attention now, when Serbia has made obviously a step in a very good direction, and help us a little bit on the way, I'm afraid that the nationalists will come back next year or even sooner. In that case, there'll be trouble, not only in Serbia, but also in the region.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Belgrade.